Chapter 5. The Lynx. The cub was learning. Some things stayed in one place, like trees and grass, while other things moved about and behaved in unexpected ways. He ran into sticks and fell over stones. Trying to climb along the old tree, he fell and landed in the middle of 7 baby birds, hidden under branches and leaves. He was surprised and a little afraid until he saw how small they were. When he placed his paw on one, it tried to escape, but of course it could not. He enjoyed playing with it. He smelled it. He licked it. And then his baby fangs closed on it. As the warm blood ran into his mouth, he realized that this was meat, the same as his mother brought him, only this was alive and tasted better. He ate all 7, and then he licked his lips like his mother did and ran out into the light. The attack came at once. The cub was confused by the angry wings beating him, and he covered his head with his paws and yelped. The mother bird beat him again and again, but after a while, he rose up, hitting with his paws and biting one of the wings with his little teeth. It was his first fight, and he loved it, tearing at a living thing that was attacking him. As he pulled the mother bird out into the open, he felt the hunting blood of wolves running through his body. Still unused to fighting, he soon became tired. And when he tried to growl, he hardly made a sound. The bird saw his weakness and began to attack again, until finally the cub let go. He ran away toward some tall grass, where he lay breathing heavily, his tongue hanging out. When he was brave enough to crawl out from his hiding place, he walked down to the little river. He had never seen water before, and he stepped confidently out onto it. Immediately, he went under, crying with fear of the unknown. It was freezing cold, and he breathed quickly, taking in water instead of air. Like every animal born in the wild, he knew in the center of his being about death, and that he was close to it now. But his instinct was also to stay alive. Using his strong paws, he pushed himself upward until his head came out of the water and the sweet air filled his open mouth. Further on, the river became deeper and began to move faster, turning him over violently and throwing him into rocks. When the river came into a second pool and calmed down again, the little cub crawled out of the water and lay down. He had learned the important lesson that he must not judge things by how they appeared. After his adventures, he was sleepy and tired of thinking, and the one thing he wanted in the world was his mother. Feeling alone and helpless, he started to search for her and their home. Instead of finding the red wolf, he met a small yellow creature with a sharp whistle. It was a young weasel, a baby like him, and because it was small, he was not afraid of it. He caught it with his paw and turned it over. But then, a sudden louder whistle was followed by a terrible pain as the mother weasel's sharp teeth bit into the gray cub's neck. He fell back, letting go of the baby weasel, and the mother disappeared with the baby behind a rock. He did not know that, of all the killers of the wild, the weasel was the fiercest. And then, the mother weasel was back. She had safely hidden her baby, and now she moved toward him like a snake, her sharp cry making his hair stand up. Suddenly, she jumped so fast that he could not follow her with his cub eyes. She pressed her little teeth into his neck, trying to find his lifeblood. The weasel was a blood drinker, and she liked it fresh. The gray cub was not going to win this fight. and death was calling. The story would have ended here, and the cub would have died, if the red wolf had not bounded through the grass at that moment. She took the weasel in her fangs, threw it high in the air and caught it, crushing it between her hunter's teeth. The cub's mother seemed even happier to find him than he was to be found by her. She drew him to her body and licked his cuts. Together, they ate the weasel, and then they went back to the cave. The cub was developing fast, and now he did not get lost when he went out to hunt alone. He began to walk like his mother, covering ground quickly and smoothly on his soft paws. Meanwhile, his mother continued to bring him meat, so that when he had no luck, he did not go hungry. As he grew older, he felt how powerful the red wolf was when she hit him sharply with her paws. Instead of pushing him gently with her nose, she now tore his skin with her fangs as she taught him to obey and respect her. Famine came again, and his mother grew thin as she searched for meat. She almost never slept in the cave, spending most of her time on the meat trail. The cub had first hunted in play, but now he was deadly serious. He studied closely how small animals behaved, learning to use surprise in silent attacks. He grew stronger and more confident, but he was also desperate. Finally, meat appeared. The red wolf returned with a new kind of food, a baby lynx, and it was all for him. He did not know it, but his mother had already eaten the other baby lynxes she had found in their cave. Neither did he know the danger that came with eating baby lynx. The wonderful meat filled his empty stomach, and he lay down to sleep against his mother's side. But a sudden snarl from his mother woke him. Possibly, it was the most terrible snarl the red wolf had ever given in her whole life. In the white wall of the cave entrance, the cub saw the lynx mother crouching. The lynx began with a snarl that turned into an angry scream. The cub stood up and growled bravely beside his mother, but she threw him behind her. Because the cave entrance was low, the lynx could not spring, so she crawled in at speed. Immediately, the red wolf jumped on her and held her down. There was terrible snapping and snarling as the two animals tore at each other. They were fighting to the death. When the cub tried to join in, the lynx tore his shoulder open to the bone with her powerful paw. She threw him against the wall, where he lay crying until the fight was over. In the end, the lynx was dead, and the red wolf was only just alive. She lay by the body of her enemy for a day and a night, without movement, hardly breathing. The cub's shoulder was stiff and painful, but during the next week, the mother and son ate the lynx, not leaving the cave except to drink. The world had changed for the gray cub, and he was more sure of himself. He started to go out hunting with his mother, learning the law of meat. There were two kinds of life: his own kind, which included him and his mother, and the other kind, including every other living thing that moved. Life lived on life. The law was, eat or be eaten. And there were good things in life too. Feeling his strong muscles work perfectly as he chased a rabbit. Dozing lazily in the sunshine with a full stomach. The world was full of danger. Yet the gray cub did not mind that. In fact, it made him feel alive, happy, and proud of himself.